What's up, y'all? Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location. Alternate inclement weather route here at the Southern Park Mall. Been here for about close to 50 minutes. Got about half my steps in so far. Inclement weather outside. A little bit of rain, snow last night. If you watched the game, in which the Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, which did not surprise me one bit. Pittsburgh always seems to always lose these games. It could be from a big emotional win last week, on a short week from Sunday to Thursday, and we beat the Baltimore Ravens, a game in which I attended, which was very exciting, very emotional. Turn around and come in to play Cleveland, a team that we should have beat easily. And nope, didn't happen that way. And I kind of knew it. Well, I need to clean this. Remember I put granddaughter on this career right there. She didn't like it.
She did not like it at all. She jumped off of it while I was running, in fact.
I got video. Here we are at Southern Park Mall. I swear, I think I remember when they built this. Because for a long time, we would go to the Boardman Plaza. And I think that was before the mall. We would go to the Boardman Plaza. And I do swear, I think I remember when they built it. And of course, the DeBartolos built it, and they also own the San Francisco 49ers. We've been all through this already. Y'all know all this already. A lot of shoe places out here. Lots and lots and lots of shoe places. It seems very much so that sneakers are a big business. Sneakers and athletic shoes are a big business. Huge business. Let's see if I can get one lap all the way around the mall. Try not to get too many people in it. You know. Let's see if we can get all the way around the mall. And I think it's 1,300 steps all the way around. I think that's what I calculated last time. 1,300 steps, as I remember. You know what, I'm gonna shorten this. Go this way. You go something like this. How about like that? Does that work? Or is it kind of shaky? What if I go like this now? Take out like this. Shoot me. That's not too bad. Like, what was that about? The app just stopped.
The app
just stopped. I wonder if it was from. I wonder if it's from the USB connector. Or whatever. But the app just stopped. I think I flipped the camera. Did I flip the camera? It made it stop. You think that might have done it? But anyway. Southern Park Mall, steps, me and all the old people, me and all the old ladies out here doing what we do, out here getting them in, see them out here, we ain't shamed at all, we get out here, we do it, we swing, here's a food court, and here's where granddaughter fell, hit her head. Carrying that mark to this day, probably carrying for the rest of her life. There's the corner where she did it at, right over there, too. I'm surprised they should put up a... I was going to petition them or ask them. Oh, what's up, man? What's up, dude? How's it going? Good. Out here doing it, doing what you out here? Just get something to eat?
Yep, grab some food, and I'm right back out the door.
Really?
Right back to the
door. Are you going to work out here? You just stop to get some of this, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that good? Is that good? Look at this, wearing that Steelers. Wearing that Steelers. This ain't gonna switch on me. Come on now.
What's it? What you doing? Oh, this is Jeffrey TV.
Jeffrey TV doing it. I hit the ball, seeing folks, seeing folks. I remember when this one was like this big playing football. I remember. Yeah, that's right. We was out there. Oh, yeah. It's raining out there. I can't do it out there. You know. Yeah, because, you know, I'll still be walking up and down Helena and then okay. Ball around there, all that. But last night, the snow and the game last night and all that mess, man, what the hell? I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. They do it all the time. This ain't their first time doing that.
They're going to start off real slow.
Yeah, always start slow. Yep, yep. They came back and the defense couldn't hold up and it was just too much. Too much. I know. And Jameis, I mean, it's Cleveland Super Bowl every year. Every year, it's Cleveland Super Bowl. Every year. Yeah. They, you know, and their team is doomed, man. They made a bad choice with Deshaun, and they just got bad luck. Like, you can't forget something specifically, huh?
I got burrito, though.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that Mexican pizza good.
Really? What's on it? I see they got Mexican street corn, guacamole deep. Oh, flour tortillas, tender, okay.
It's right there on the grill.
Oh, you say that's yours? You say that's yours right there, huh? Yeah. All right, dude, it's good to see you, man. I got to get it in, man. You do. He's running into folks out here. That's how I be when you come out here. You're running into folks. Seeing folks looking at people looking in their face and don't know who they is, they say what's
that?
And then you say, oh, over here at the food court, running around.
You can't eat. Get
a Mexican pizza. I don't know, I understand the idea. I guess I can get the idea of a Mexican pizza. Slowing me down from getting my steps, though. Slowing me down from getting my steps is what happened. You gotta watch that.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful of it. Folks be looking at me. It's a small town. It's a small town. You know, and I know the stuff I do, I'm gonna be,
you know,
kind of out there like that. And I'm gonna be. Yeah, people are gonna be looking, saying, "Oh, what's he doing?" Maybe they see the. Oh boy, they talking about the Brown. Maybe they see the microphone. See, I'm wearing the microphone, so that means I'm official. You ain't official unless you're wearing the microphone. Yeah, we out here doing what we do. Coming up on the DiBartolo. Exhibit museum, and it just strikes me how Italian he looks. And I guess Cafaro is another builder from here. He's also Italian. Yeah, that mafia thing sees more tennis shoe stuff. Little house in Ohio. Ain't no two ways around it. We in Ohio. DiBartolo Commons. In case you need a golf cart. Ride some folks around. They should have like a 2-liter golf cart. I said up there. Everybody walking. You can see I look outside. That's not too bad now. It was worse. Yeah. It was a lot worse, actually. Oh, in fact, they took out the exhibit. It was an exhibit here. Come to think about it. There was like a big exhibit here with like stuff in it. They took it out. Now that I realize it. His DiBartolo, he died in 94. Look at him. He looked like Vinny or somebody. And look how look. You should see it. See the San Francisco 49ers. He bought them, blah, blah, blah. Boardman Platt owned Sharpie Center, Belmont Avenue. DiBartolo Company. Look. you just have to write me up. Because this dude looks straight Italian. He was straight spaghetti.
Hey, meatball.
At least from the stereotypical Godfather movie. Maybe he's not really Italian. Maybe that's just the look that the... Maybe that's just the look that the... movie industry. And Scorsese, whoever did Godfather. But here he is. Getting him in. Gotta get him in. The only thing, this is the only thing that's probably, I want to say keeping me alive, you know, because I want to be dramatic about it. This is the only thing probably keeping me from being totally depressed. Not that I'm even depressed. And so I can't even say totally depressed. I don't know how to put it. But these steps are keeping me in the game. I came down today. Today I woke up 215.6, which was down. I think I was 216.6 yesterday when I woke up. So I woke up 215.6 today, which was encouraging. Which was very, very encouraging, in fact. Oh, there's the candy store. Get your fits done. Home spa. And so, 215.6, it probably won't be a lot of weight loss. But if I get my 2.8, and get down to 212 something on a Friday, that's still high. That's still high, even compared to last week. But it's encouraging. But then the weekend coming up, and it's going to be on, you know. Weekend coming up, it's going to be on. Birthday party, we're going to be eating out. Hopefully, I'll get my steps. I got to get my steps. And if I can lose my 2.8, and I can get under. See, I don't even want to think about it. If I lose my 2.8, that'd be 2.8. That'd be 212.8. If I can go to 212.8, I'll be very happy. I'll be very, very, very happy if I can do 212.8 today. And I probably should stop talking about it because I don't want to focus on it and get all, you know. See, people be out walking me too. I know I walk slow. I just look at all the Steelers stuff. I showed this the last time I was here. I know I walk slow. People be passing me. People be lapping me. Old ladies be lapping me and passing me. Look, I can't keep up. And I think I'm walking fast. I feel like I'm walking fast. And she definitely look older than me. Did I say, see, I lowered my voice. And she definitely look older than me, but you never know. You can't never know with them kind of people, especially back here in this weather. They like messes with their skins and stuff. But she moving it. I should try to keep up with her, huh? Nope. Nope, I'm good. I'm good. And this other couple, I'm probably past them. He said, I get past them. This old guy coming in here. I'd have better take him too. Buffalo Wild Wings. Folks love their Buffalo Wild Wings. She on a mission. Look how fast they walking. I wonder what pace. I got to look at that. Because it seems like I should be able to keep up with her. You know what I mean? How can I keep up with that quote-unquote old lady? Look at that, see? Look at her pace. And I don't think her stride is longer than mine. But that pace is kind of impressive. Ooh, choo-choo. Say hi to the choo-choo. That pace is, see, look at it. Huh? Yep. Say hi. I'll come back and say hi. to the train engineer.
What channel are you on? I like to call
you. I got something called Jeffrey TV. J-E-F-F-E-R-Y TV. I was born and raised here. Live in L.A. last 40 years, so.
We moved here from Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
My wife and both retired from education, and we moved here from Nashville, Tennessee.
Really? Why?
We're both retired, and this was a cheaper place to live.
It is the cheap place to live, isn't it? Isn't it? Yep. You live in Boardman or Youngstown?
We live in a historic district over here in Boardman.
Okay, yeah. You see, I grew up in Youngstown, and it's... But come out here, I love it out here. I love Boardman and Niles. Boardman is boom, you know. But you go
by. Somebody got me on YouTube the other day when I was driving a train.
Oh, yeah?
Part-time job doing that.
Uh-huh.
I love it, and I love talking to people.
Yeah. That's a cool thing. The train is, I love trains. I've always loved trains. I saw it the other day. I was like, oh, I can fit on there. Grown people can get on there too, huh?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah. And how often does it run?
Whenever I get customers.
Oh, okay.
Special time.
Okay, and how long, what hours are you here?
Well, I'm the only one working, so I leave at 3 o'clock.
Okay, every day?
Yeah.
Mall open on Sunday?
No, Saturday and Sunday, we're here till 5.
Okay. And then I guess the holiday season should be more people and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of kids and stuff.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for coming
back. Yeah, thanks for the interview.
Look you up.
Yeah, I need to have like cars. This is yes, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y TV.
Jeffrey TV.
Uh-huh. E-R-Y. Okay, R-E-Y. Yep.
Okay,
that's me.
Cool.
Yeah, I even get a closer shot of the chute. Thank you. I'm going to ride it the next time. I'm going to bring my granddaughter. We're going to ride it.
There you go.
Yeah. I might ride it without her. Live your life. American Eagle Outfitters, blah, 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 blah. Tilly's, he's got all the cool stuff on the walls. Guitars and motorcycles. Here's what I kind of wanted to get a shot of, too. The Holy Land gifts. The crucifixes, the Jesuses, and the whatnots. The plaques. Barbie, Nigerian Barbie. Oh, gotta have a Cleveland Browns. Georgia Bulldogs. Okay. I see it. Gotta have a camel. And there you have it. Youngstown, Ohio. Southern Park Mall. I see the Boardman. Well, I didn't talk to two people today, huh? Maybe I should start talking to people. No. Maybe I should incorporate people in my walks and my talks. No. Not at all. Not even a little bit. No, I'm joking. I should. Let me see what I look like. I don't look too bad, do I? I always pet my food when I wear this.
Yeah.
That gives me some. Hey. Let's try to make sure I'm looking all skinny and sexy. Pink. Life is pink. Is it really? I think I made a complete circle in this so far. I think I did, but I just want to do one circle. Took me about 15 minutes. I stopped and talked. I said it'd be about 1,300 steps around. I stopped and talked. I've been doing this for 15 minutes, and I stopped and talked, so that's about right, 1,300 steps. And it's funny how consistent it is. It's funny how consistent my steps are. Then when I walk, I get just about the same amount of steps per time. But there was one time when I was like really in shape and weight was down, whatever. And I noticed how I was getting back faster on my walks. Because it's like I don't time to walk because I know how far I had to go. So I would So I would just walk to a point, then walk back, because I had already, you know, got it figured. That's my 57-minute one way, 7-minute back. And I was getting back minutes earlier. So I was walking the same distance faster. So I didn't notice that. And there's the infamous JCPenney. JCPenney. That's where we used to come to get my clothes. I used to get the JCPenney catalog to get my toys. My mother had a JCPenney credit card. Used to have a restaurant in there we used to eat in. That was the store right there. Throughout my childhood, we would come there. I get it. That's where I got turned on to Reubens. My mother would get a Reuben with that sauerkraut and the corned beef and stuff on it. So I first, and corn, rye bread and the such. That was probably over 40 years ago, probably like 50 years ago. Cause I'm 60 now. 40 years ago, I'd be 20. And 20, it was definitely way before I was 20. Looked like the weather eased up a little bit out there. So we're good. I mean, not that we weren't good, because we're in here safe now, so. We're in here, not safe, but we're in warmth. Well, not warmth. Yeah, it's definitely warm. I had to take off my sweat jacket. Yeah, I look okay. I'm talking about my head. It don't look fat. Because you lose weight, I can see it in my face a lot of times. I'm fighting it though, y'all. I am fighting it. If I can get back, and I took Tuesday off. I took the Tuesday I get back off. So I'll be off Thanksgiving, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Wow. Wait. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 6 days. Ooh, that's like a vacation. I don't know if I ever had that before. I mean, that's probably a tough way to put it, but a dramatic way to put it anyway. But it's definitely something like that, having that many days off. Having that many days off in a row and not really going anywhere. I'm gonna be home, so I'm not really going anywhere. And there's a good chance that I might not see granddaughter after Saturday. So Sunday and Monday, I might not see her, but I'll probably go find her. Sunday or Monday. Monday, because I don't leave Monday until in the evening. I leave Youngstown about 4:30. I leave Youngstown about 4:30. And because the flight is at 8:30. I think I got a layover and a stop. I don't know how that's going to work. I think I'll stop in Vegas. I don't know. But anyway, I had to get the best flight available. So I had to settle for it. Kind of paid a little too, not too much, but paid more than I'm used to paying for it. You know, happy I got it though. You know what I did? I got Spirit Airlines and I used points. I think I used 37,000 points and paid $90. No, did I pay? I ain't used no 37,000 points. That's ridiculous. I probably used 19. I think I used 19,000 points and $90 for that one way back to LA, a flight that I'm used to paying. Sometimes I pay $75 for that flight. Ended up having to pay like $190 because of the holiday, and I waited so long.
That's right.
But live and learn.
See your friend, take care.
Live and learn. And I saw the flight. I saw it, and I waited. I don't know why I waited. I just didn't pull the trigger on it. I don't know why I waited. Sometimes it works out. No, it doesn't. It'll never work out. It'll never work out when I wait. prices always go up. They don't go down. Or I think might have been that, I think it might have been that I wanted to look around at other places and see if there was other flights. You know, spend more time looking around. And I just waited, 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 put it off, put it off, put it off. 139, 140. I wonder how many steps I should have. I guess I should have about 7,000, something like that, I guess. If I gotta go 40 minutes, 20 more, 2,000, I could have like about 8,000. I could have close to 8,000 or so. But just gotta break that 10,000, and then I'll get another 6,000 doing work. I even think I did my half hour lunch in the basement, walking in circles in the basement. Your granddaughter be there. She'll come down there with me. But I don't think I'm gonna take her down there for a half hour. 15 minutes. You know, I like going to the basement. She like going to the basement. Come on, we're going to the basement. And we go down there and run. She like running. For whatever reason, kids like running. I don't understand. Kids just like running. Running is their thing. They just want to run. I don't get it. I mean, I guess I kind of get it. You know, if you just learn how to run or whatever, and running is like a big deal. Now I'm just talking, performing. You could probably say I'm performing. And I might be. I might be. I definitely was performing for the people I was walking by when I was talking about the tickets and airfare to LA. I definitely was putting it on for that case, no doubt. They love their tennis shoes in this world. You gotta have your tennis shoes and your sneakers and your athletic wear. You gotta have it. You gotta have your tennis shoes and your sneakers and your athletic wear. You just gotta have it. As you see, major, major, major stores, investments in the mall too. These ain't no like little side stores. These is major, well not major, but yeah, these are major spaces in a mall. And here we are back at DeBartolo Commons. Steel Mills. Steel Valley Brewery. I swear I want to do a tour of the steel mill. They should have that. I'm telling you. They should have that tour of abandoned steel mills and stuff. Especially if you could have a boat ride. A boat to like go down and maybe even stop and get off, maybe even. You know, where you can cruise Mahoning River. Get a history of all the steel mills and legacies and all that. And I think that'd be cool. Well, anyway, I did 24 minutes here. 24 minutes is fairly good, ain't it? I got on my sauna pants because I couldn't take them off in the car. Because I walked outside, I was going to try it. I walked outside and I was going to try it, but it got to be too rainy. And I was like, too rainy. And I got outside and said, I just got my daughter's car, came out here. And walk it out of here. Get it in, get it done. Walk it out here, get it on, get it done. Get it done. Make it happen. Blah, 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 blah. It's what I does. It's what I do's. It's what I does, it's what I do's. Feels good. It feels good. It feels good, it does. And I had a bad day at work yesterday. I had a bad day at work, it feel like. It was a tough day. It was a tough day. I mean, I got the routine stuff done, but there was a couple of stuff, a couple of tickets that I need to address that, you know, it was just some stuff that I needed to address and handle. And I just didn't have it in me. And I recognized that. There was some stuff But I just didn't have it in me at all. So here we are. Whoops. Here we are. Coming around the bend. Coming around the bend. I'm starting to get warmed up. I mean, I'm already warmed up. I'm starting to, you know, settle into a groove. My body's locked in. I feel warm, loose. I got a good stride going, you know, all of that. Making it happen, doing what I do. Oh, there's the thing. Turn around, let people go by. Track, basketball. Oh, I see. And it's the perfume place. I guess people need perfumes. Who knows? I guess people need perfumes. They definitely need sports paraphernalia. Everybody needs sports paraphernalia. They got some good stuff over here, too. Where's my Steelers clock? See, they got some stuff. I could probably get a Steeler trash can. I think I got Steeler dice. I think I got them put up. But they had a Steeler clock. Steeler watches. Steeler everything, my God. No refund exchanges though. They got everything, but you ain't getting no refund, no exchange. All right, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed, any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe. And here's the choo-choo. The choo-choo train one more time. There it is. Choo-choo. Choo-choo. Where was I? Totality of it all. Theory of universe. For every atom, every elementary particle, and every atom that has ever existed in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.